Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Stassi here. You're listening to my Ask Stassi special episode that I do once a week. Welcome. So it's the weekend. Well, it's the day after Memorial Day. I'm sorry for the delay in my podcast coming out. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm struggling to balance like all the different work situations I have in my life. Been thinking about hiring an assistant or a producer or something like that, because I'm really having a tough time being able to balance everything. So again, I apologize for the second week in a row this podcast episode coming out late, but it's here. I'm not going to let a week go by where it doesn't come out. So rest assured it will come out, because I get people tweeting me or emailing me saying, where's your episode? I expect it to come out Tuesday. I expect the other one to come out Thursday. And I'm like, dude, I know. Trust me. I'm very much well aware of that. Every moment that goes by, like literally every second, then every minute, then every hour, in my brain, I can never actually focus on everything because I know that my podcast is late. So if anyone knows and is stressed about it, it's me. And I apologize, but I'm doing the best I can. So like I said, it's the day after Memorial Day. And, you know, I have a few thoughts about holidays right now. Listen, I'm a huge fan of holidays. You know, it's an excuse to drink. You don't have to go to work. Well, most, I'm not going to say you don't, not all of us. A lot of us don't have to go to work. You don't have to pay for parking if it's a meter. I mean, that's awesome. You know, you get themed Instagram posts. That's actually the worst part of it. Actually, that should be in like my cons list. Maybe I should do like a pros and cons of holidays. Yeah. The Instagram post part's going to go on my cons list. So let's go through the pros of holidays. And I'm not talking about like Christmas or Thanksgiving or what Hanukkah. I'm not going to, whatever anybody's special holiday is. But I'm sorry. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, you got to admit that shit's fun. Like all of the lights everywhere for a month. Everyone's all cheery. It's like cold. People are just like in such a good mood. You're drinking spiked eggnog and you're, I don't know. It's just the best. So even if you don't celebrate it, you can't not like it. You know, Home Alone. Is there any movie better than that? Maybe Christmas Vacation. So I'm not talking about Christmas and I'm not talking about Thanksgiving, because Mama likes to eat. So I am a real big fan of that one. And Halloween is kind of up there for me because I like scary shit. I talk about this all the time. Death, murder, haunted stuff, ghosts, anything scary, I am just the biggest fan of. So huge fan of Halloween. So let's take those holidays out of it. And my birthday. We're going to take that one out of it too. All the rest of the holidays, not that great. Listen, I love my country, so of course, and I love our veterans 100%. This isn't any, so I don't want anyone to get offended by what I'm saying. This has nothing to do with disrespecting them. I would never, ever do that. I have the utmost respect for people who fight for something, and you... Yeah, that's not what this is about. I'm talking about the holiday aspect of it and that the way we all treat it, because most people don't treat it like it's about our veterans. Let's be honest. But I also mean like July 4th, which love our country. But I mean, are we all sitting and just like giving thanks for our country? Not really. No one really is doing that. Martin Luther King, that, well, no one really celebrates that. Like, I'm thinking like all the Mondays that we have off. But like, okay, so Memorial Day and July 4th and Labor Day, those are like the three that people go out to the beach and celebrate. And in LA, it's a pain in my ass. So we're going to go through the pros real fast. I know I already started it, but I'm going to go through it again. Drinking, excuse to drink. Of course, obviously. Most people don't have to work. Wonderful. Fantastic. Don't have to pay for parking if you're in a meter. I'm not talking about valet or anything like that. Or parking structure. I'm talking just the meter. That's awesome. Saving money. There are a lot of like festivals and fairs around that like have like beer stands and stuff. That's awesome too. That's the end of my list. Okay. So like, that's what I like about it. Oh no. Hot dogs and hamburgers and potato salad. So that rounds out that list. Let's go through the cons, shall we? Instagram posts. I wake up on Memorial Day. I do my normal routine of where I get up at like 7:30, take my dogs out. Nowadays, my dogs have been waking me up so early and I can't get back to sleep. I don't know what it's all about. I love sleeping late. And for some reason, I just can't do it anymore over the last like 2 weeks. So wake up, take my dogs out. I make myself some iced tea and I put the like eye patches on my face. I get back in my bed or on my couch and I go through Daily Mail and Instagram and Twitter and emails and all of that stuff. And I just love it. It's my favorite thing in the whole world in the morning. So I get up on Monday for Memorial Day and doing that whole routine. And all I see are just like Memorial Day Instagram posts, except like, it's like nothing about veterans. It's literally a bunch of hot chicks who have such awesome bodies that are on like inflatable swans in pools. What? Like, seriously, this is not an excuse to wear a bikini and make other girls like me that don't look that great in bikinis jealous. What is that? Like, the creator of Memorial Day was like, I'm going to create a holiday for girls that aren't the biggest fan of being in bikinis. I'm going to make them feel like worse. Like, I'm going to show them what they could be if they just worked out, had a little more discipline. That's how I feel about it. So that's con number one. Con number two, traffic. Definitely not my fave, especially in LA. It takes forever to get anywhere already. Add a holiday into that where everybody's going in the same direction. Everyone's heading to the beach. And you can't not go to the beach because that's what everybody wants to do. Any friend, any boyfriend, like anyone you know, any family member, you all head out west. So there's really no choice. You're going to be stuck in traffic. That's annoying. Con number three, once you get to the beach, there's absolutely no parking. So you drive around forever. That's fun. So like, why are we here? Like, I've spent like 3 hours getting ready for this. And I don't mean 3 hours putting on hair and makeup, 3 hours in the car trying to find parking, trying to go to a barbecue. What? Con number four, the festivals in LA don't actually have beer stands. I forget I'm not in New Orleans or Vegas. And so I'm like, oh, that'll be a pro where, yeah, there are like fairs where you can go and like get beer and walk around. Nope, I forgot. You can't walk around LA with a cup of alcohol. So no, there's no beer to be found if you're going to go to the beach and walk around. You have to go into a bar and stay there. Can't take that shit outside. Like, what? Con number five, a little redundant, pool parties. I mean, I want to know who actually gets amped for a pool party. I'll tell you who. Victoria's Secret models. Victoria's Secret models get amped for pool parties. Listen, I love being out in the sun. I love being by the beach. I love swimming. I love being in the water. I love like all of that stuff. I can't think of anything more fun than taking a vacation in a tropical place and doing tons of water activities and laying out and attempting to make my grotesque pink white Aryan skin just a little bit darker. I love that. What I don't like is a pool party, because you're not actually swimming or doing water fun things, or, you know, just like relaxing and having a good time. No, you're at someone's house that you most likely don't know. It's most likely a stranger, and someone, a friend of a friend of a friend, invited you. So you're coming along. So you're with, you're at a house where, you know, 5%, if that, of the people that are there, and everyone is looking everyone up and down, judging each other's boobs, cellulite levels, butts, thigh gaps, stomachs, bathing suits, makeup. Like, oh, she's wearing too much makeup out in the sun. Or, oh, like, she, like, thought this was an actual pool party and she's not wearing makeup enough. Like, it sucks. No one is having fun. Everyone's just getting wasted, listening to some, like, weirdo DJ who does what? Did you just become a DJ today? It's bougie in not a good way. It's like douchey, not bougie. And it's like so Hollywood and just so not my favorite. When someone tells me pool party in LA, I literally feel like the acidic feeling of vomit coming through my throat out of my mouth. Like, I'm sorry, what? So you want me to go put on a bikini and go to a stranger's mansion and try and what do what? Like, what are we going to do? What is anyone actually going to do there? Keep to ourselves in a corner and hide our bodies? Like, what? None of that is fun. I just feel like it's like the same crowd that goes to like Greystone Manor. Or if you don't know what that is, like, take your city that you live in and just like take like the cheesiest club. And if you live in a city that doesn't even have a club, just like the cheesiest place, like cheesiest bar or rush, or I don't know. I don't know how to compare it. It's just not ideal if like you're normal or if you're over the age of 23. I remember when I first moved here, when I was 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, at my, you know, at my prime, I still didn't like a pool party. I still didn't like a pool party because no matter how hot or skinny you are, you never feel good enough. Ever. Literally ever. Yeah, it's fun to be out in the sun and be in the water, but no one's ever in the water. No one's ever just relaxing and being normal. Well, at least in LA. I'm talking about LA, guys. I'm talking about LA. I'm talking about Vegas. I'm talking about New York. I'm talking about all of these places. I'm sure that there are pretty decent pool parties in other parts of the country. I just haven't been to them yet. I think if you're with like all of your actual friends, a pool party sounds ideal as fuck. For real. I love being in a swimming pool and I love being with my friends and I love drinking. So that all sounds fun. But when it's Memorial Day, you're not just going with like your little group of friends or your family. If you live in LA, it's like, tons of strangers. It's all a pain in my ass. It's too much effort. And that is the main reason. Not a fan of these extra holidays. So if someone could like cap it on the holidays, pretty sure we like have had our fill. We don't need to add any more. Just in case anyone's thinking of adding an extra holiday, I'm going to stop you right there. Going to totally stop you right there. We already have National Wine Day. We also have National Drinking Wine Day. Do we really need two national holidays for wine? We have National Puppy Day. We have National Flower Day. We have National, probably National Chair Day. We don't need any more. I think the three summer holidays that we have is okay. So, yeah, that's how I feel about Memorial Day. I feel bad because I feel like I'm just like being so negative. But I mean, I love being cynical. I just like find it fun to use my brain that way. But I actually did have a really good Memorial Day because I didn't go to a pool party. And I actually had fun. But it is a pain in the ass to go out to the beach. It just takes so long. And it's such a production. I did decide, like, do I leave my dogs here and come back after 3.5 hours? Because I leave my dogs alone only for 4 hours at a time at like the longest. And that is like a long, I normally don't even do that. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to Hermosa. Do I leave them here and just stay out there in Hermosa for a little while? Okay, well, if it takes like 45 minutes to get there, then I'll only be able to stay for like 2.5 hours. Like, that's not that fun and whatever. So do you think I could bring them? So I had to ask permission to bring them. And luckily they said yes. And it worked out so well because it was such a dog friendly place. And I feel bad hating on this holiday because I had a really awesome time yesterday and my dogs had an awesome time yesterday. But I'm just thinking about all of the old Memorial Days and I'm listening to all my friends. They're telling me what they had to do yesterday. I'm just like, oh man, it sucks. You went to what? You went to a hotel pool party? Oh my God, the effort that that took. The effort that goes into that. Is it just because I'm older? Is it just because I'm not 22? Because even though I didn't like pool parties when I was younger, I still went to them. But that was just because I was like into the scene. I feel like just I get to be more of a loser every day. Okay, so that was just like my thoughts, my little rant that I had that I wanted to just like get that out there. You know, I'm learning that I have to just like when I have like feelings about something or thoughts about something, I just need to find a way to just like release that energy. So basically I'm using you guys. So I'm here to offer you guys some like Club W shit right now. For real Z's. Wine? Hello. Get your ears perked up because I'm talking about wine. Don't you want a subscription-based situation for wine? I mean, is there anything better? You don't have to go to the store. When you get home from work, you're already like in the car for 45 minutes, like commuting back to your apartment or your house. And you're just like, fuck that. I don't feel like starting and stopping somewhere else. Well, you don't have to. If you're a member of Club W, then you can get wine sent directly to your door. And I'm not just talking about any wine. I'm talking about personalized wine. Because if you go to the website, so go to clubw.com, you can take a palate quiz. And well, they make you. Sorry, you can't. Yes, you can, but you have to do it. And it's like six questions and you answer about what types of, you know, tastes you like. I don't want to scare you off just in case you're like, well, I don't know about wine. I don't really know what I like. It's very basic and easy, so you won't be confused at all. It's just the best situation because it's just like wine for lazy people. But at the same time, lazy people as in like people that don't like leaving or like having to go to like the liquor store, like basically people like me. But what's also great about it is that you're learning about new wines because they send you things that are basically catered to what they think you will like. So when you get a new wine, you're learning about wines as you're doing it and you're finding out exactly like what types of wines you do like, if that makes any sense. I know it does in my head. So I feel like it should to you, but whatever. So right now, I'm offering you guys $20 off your first order. So that's a lot. $20 is a lot of money. If you go to clubw.com/Stassi. But in addition to that, they will also take care of shipping for you if you buy 4 bottles of wine or more. So I know how expensive shipping can be. I order shit all the time. I literally spend so much of my time ordering, online shopping, whatever I can think of. If I'm like, I swear to God, I'm just like on every app on my phone, just like ordering things all day long. It doesn't matter where I am. So I know how expensive shipping can be. So go to clubw.com, get $20 off your first order. But you have to go to clubw.com/Stassi. And if you buy 4 bottles or more, you get your shipping taken care of. On the house.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
So I'm super excited for my guest this week. It'll be coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the next episode. I'm having Patrick's youngest sister, Melissa. She is obsessed with The Bachelorette the same way that I am. We share a huge love for anything Bachelor Nation. And I have been holding in a lot of things because I have some inside scoop about one of the dudes. Dude, better beware. And I'm so excited to share it with everybody. I've been holding off on it because I was waiting for Melissa to do my podcast so I could share it with somebody who like truly appreciated The Bachelor the way that I do. She's also like a single girl who will be able to talk super fun stuff about like being single. So I can ask her a bunch of fun, awkward questions. Like it'll be a party. I love having single friends on my podcast because I just feel like I'm listening to something that it's a whole other world out there. I swear to God, the stories that I hear from people, it's like, wait, what? That's what it's like when you're dating? I'm sorry, you do what? You swipe right and then what? Super confusing. But I'm going to hold off talking. There's so many things I want to say right now, and I'm just not going to say it about The Bachelorette. I wanted to touch on Game of Thrones this week, but unfortunately, wasn't that interesting. I wasn't that... After, like, the Hodor episode, I feel like it's going to take me a while to appreciate an episode the same way again. I was just so traumatized by it. So I was like slightly bored. I liked seeing Sam's family and like that whole thing, because I feel like you don't get to see other sides of him sometimes. You don't get to see like his team. And so this was the first time, and that was awesome. But other than that, yeah, don't really remember much. And that's not because I was drunk. It's just that like there wasn't really anything that entertaining. Sorry, my Khaleesi's. This is major. Okay. Southern Charm. I talked about it so much last week on my podcast, and I have never gotten, I don't think, more Twitter people tweeting me about, like, ever about any topic that I have talked about on a podcast more than this one, with you guys telling me that he's an executive producer. What? Wait. Whitney is an executive producer of Southern Charm. Mind is blown. Like, I had the first person who tweeted me that, whoever you were, you literally gave me a mind explosion. I had to just like sit there and be like, everything makes sense now. I was like, oh my God, how did I not know that? I work on Bravo, what? How did I not know that? Honestly, major fail on my part for not Googling it and figuring that out on my own. I just didn't even think that was like a thing. I felt like if you're a producer, then it's like obvious, like, or something. I don't know. Like, you have your last name in the title if you're the producer. Like, that's what I thought. Then what's Whitney's, or like Whitney Rules, that should have been the name of Southern Charm. I had no idea. So now I just feel like it all makes sense. And I understand the cast a whole lot more. And I just feel like, all right, you know, I got it. And I think you guys all got it. I feel like I'm making eye contact with you right now, in a way where it's like, I don't have to speak what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. I'm talking to you right now. We're both on the same page. We know what's going on Southern Charm. We know why we didn't get to see all that Catherine Whitney stuff. I'm making best friend eye contact with you. We're on the same page. So can't wait to see that unfold. I watched last night's episode and watched them go to what they went to LA. I'm like, why wasn't I invited to that model party? Oh, that's right, not a model. Rachel reminded me of that. And what else? Catherine had her baby. That was cute. I don't really think anything else that major happened. Oh yeah, Cameron asked Landon about loving Shep. That'll be fun. Why am I so obsessed with these shows? I just can't help myself. I really am starting to think like I have a problem. I know that I talked about the fact that I've realized that I must be an introvert, and it doesn't mean that I don't like being social, because I do like it. I find myself more and more as the days go by. I mean, like every day, even more and more than the next day, wanting to just be at home. And it's starting to freak me out, because I don't want to turn into like someone that ends up being like having this problem where like they can't leave her house anymore. So I'm just going to make a huge effort to be more social and just force, when I get invited to something, do the best I can to go out. Oh, side note, super, like, really want to get all the Southern Charm people on my podcast. So, but again, I feel like I need a booker or a producer or an assistant, or somebody to help me out with that. If anyone is in the LA area and knows about radio and podcasts and social media, hit me up, send me your resume. But you can't bullshit me, because I will, anybody who sends me their resume and applies for a job, I'm not going to just hire the first person that I really like. And I will pay attention to what someone's skills are. And if it's basically, it's not going to be something like, okay, yeah, like, oh, I really like you, because I like everybody I meet, all of you, whenever I meet somebody, I'm like, oh my God, I like you so much. So it can't just be about that. I need someone who really understands radio and podcasts and organizing and just, you know, working. I need to figure out all of my qualifications and stuff like that. But this is something I'm super hardcore trying to figure out, because I'm struggling to juggle everything on my own. I also am trying to set up my website so that it is more podcast centered. And with that, I'm using Weebly to do it. If any of you have been trying or thinking about starting a blog or a website or an e-commerce site, and you're discouraged because you don't know anything about coding or the internet or anything like that, neither do I. So that's why I use Weebly. It is so expensive to hire a web designer. So I know it's so discouraging to start something, and you can't just learn on your own how to build a website. So Weebly.com, and that's Weebly.com, has made it so easy for just the average Joe like me, anybody who doesn't know anything about the internet, to go to their website and build their own. They have so many templates. They have people that are on call to message you or and help you with making a website. It is so easy that they even have an app. So you could build a website just from your phone. So if that tells you how easy it is, I mean, I don't know what else would tell you how easy it is. If, like, you can build a website on your phone, that's insane. But right now, if you go to Weebly.com/straight up, that's right, not slash Stassi, straight up, Weebly, Weebly.com/straight up, you get to join for free. So that's free. I really want anybody who's thinking about, like, starting something to follow their dreams or, like, their passions. And I just feel like we're in 2016 and so much of business is based on the internet and branding and apps and all of that stuff. So you might as well get ahead or get on board. So just start for free. Go try and figure it out. See if you like it. See if it's the right fit for you. I know it will be, because it's just so easy to use.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. Talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, so I have a couple emails that I want to talk about. Stephanie W. She wrote her last name, but I just never know if somebody wants me to actually say their last name, because what if somebody hears it and it's the person that you're asking about? Like, that would totally suck. So I'm just going to go Stephanie W. She says, how do you deal with a jealous or hateful coworker? I have this coworker and she thinks she's the best person in the entire office. She constantly calls herself rock star, because that's what our boss calls our team member sometimes. And at first I thought it was confidence, but now I think it's straight up cockiness. She also hands me projects that my boss gives her and then takes credit for it. Finally, just acts rude to everybody in the office and talks down to me for no reason. How would you deal with this? Like, how can I assert my confidence and show that I am not one to be messed with? Okay. Actually, I was about to say questions like this are tough because I don't know the details. I'm not around this person and I'm not around any of it. So I don't really know what's going on. But to be honest, all questions that I receive are tough because I don't know what's going on in any situation. I think when people are overly cocky, and I feel like I used to be like that. Maybe not with work. I've never like acted like I was just like the best at work, but I've just been like overly cocky when I was younger in situations that weren't meant, that I should not have been. And that's just insecurity. That's just somebody who's trying to make themselves seem better than the way they feel, I think. Like this person who's taking credit for other things that aren't hers, and she's being rude and talking down to everybody. Well, if she's not your boss, then I wouldn't care. It's like, who gives a shit? She sounds annoying, you know? Like, she's annoying me and I don't even know her. She calls herself Rockstar. I never went that far. You can come up with something so much more creative than just like saying Rockstar. I just think that maybe she's like just one of those people in work that wants to just do anything to get ahead, and hey, more power to her. That's totally fine. Whatever you need to do to survive. But I wouldn't mind unless she really is being rude to me. So if like this girl is actually being rude to you and talking down to you, I just think you don't need to get in an argument or get anybody to gang up on her or anything like that. If you handle that shit, you keep it simple. You kind of just like put her in her place in a way that's not rude back, and you're not stooping to her level in a way that where you can just shut it down and show her that like that shit doesn't fly with you. Now, I don't know what this person does. I don't know what the job is. I don't know any of that. So like, I wouldn't even know how you could begin to do that. I feel like if anyone were to be like listening to this, who has not listened to this podcast before, would be like, really, Stassi, this is your advice? Like, you're such a bitch all the time. I've seen the show. I've seen Vanderpump Rules. Well, I mean, things change when you get older. Cockiness is fun sometimes. And you know what? I love doing cockiness shtick because I grew up like that. My dad is like that. And we think it's funny, but it's not like real. So there's a fine line between that. And I don't know if this person actually is truly like this, or maybe she's just somebody who thinks it's funny. I wish I had better advice than that. I kind of just feel like my advice is just be like, who cares? She sounds weird. Like, don't let her bother you. Right? I might not be that good at advice. I want to be, but I might not be. Is anybody struggling to figure out what to get their dads for Father's Day? Last year, literally, this time last year, remember when I was at rock bottom? Yeah, that shit sucked. Even though I was at rock bottom, still had to get my dad a Father's Day present. I mean, it's just how it is. The struggle. But last year, I did this. I got my dad a Harry's shave set. I say this because I feel this way about like men's underwear and stuff like that. Like I like when a man has nice things. I feel like it's like a gentleman. When a gentleman has nice things, and I'm not saying over the top nice things. I'm not talking about like a $1 million car, stuff like that. Just like something special that makes them feel like this like everyday activity that they have, or like say like underwear when they like wear that every day, like that, okay, their underwear is special. And that's how I feel about shaving, because when a man shaves, I don't know how often, depends on the dude, but when he does, instead of just using that like basic razor from like the grocery store, he gets to have a nice razor with like a nice shave cream, and like everything about it is just chic and luxurious, and that sort of thing makes any man feel good about himself. And I think that a shave set is something that's just so easy to buy for anyone that it's perfect for Father's Day. And I did it for my dad last year, and he was obsessed. You guys have to check this out and go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Enter my code Stassi at checkout, and you get $5 off. And I'll tell you, because this is actually a lot, because with this, they have a limited edition Father's Day shave set, and that includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, a moisturizing foaming shave gel, and three of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges and a travel cover. That's a lot of shit. And that's all for $40. So if you use my code Stassi, you get $5 off that. So that's only $35 that you have to spend. And that includes all of that stuff. I mean, when you go to the grocery store and you buy a razor, like the one that I buy, like that Venus shit, is like $17.99. I don't get any of that stuff that comes with it. And it's definitely not cute. I want a matte, like I want like a cute handle and like a chrome razor stand and all of that stuff. Yeah, like make me bougie. That's exactly what I feel like this is. It's bougie. And don't you want your dad to feel bougie? So I say make him feel bougie. I'm serious. Go to harrys.com. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. Enter my code Stassi. Get $5 off that Father's Day shave set. And you got it covered. So you don't have to worry about like, what do I get my dad? Because that's what we all do. We all stress about it at the last minute. We're running around trying to find a card or like a bottle of whiskey or like scotch or something like that. When, and it ends up being more expensive to do that when you could have actually just gone to this little website and you could do it now and do it ahead of time. And then you don't have to worry about the stress of it. Type in my little code and get all of that sent to your dad's door for only $35. Plus, you can add custom engraving and a personalized card. So you get custom engraving, and that's bougie times 10, and a personalized card. So you don't have to find like a, I don't know, papyrus, however you say it, card, one of those sheet cards. And the box that it comes in is already like, it looks like gift wrapped. So it's a beautiful box. So you don't need to have like wrapping paper or anything. Win-win situation. You guys better go check it out. Do me, please do it. God, I give you guys all these codes where I'm like, I really hope everyone's using it because then it's just like a waste. All these things are just making life so easy and convenient. Okay, guys. So I'm going to go finish. Like, I'm actually going to go like rewatch The Bachelorette so that I have like a lot of notes to discuss for the next podcast coming out tomorrow. I would love if you guys started tweeting me questions for this podcast, because as I said, I'm a little overwhelmed with everything because I am spending a lot of time reading all y'all's emails. And I am so sorry that I haven't been able to respond to everyone, but I get invested in each email and I read them all. And I want to really like, I feel like I owe it to anyone who's connecting with me, any Khaleesi, I like, you connect with me, so I want to connect with you. And it takes a while to really go through each one because I'm digesting each one. But some of when I'm trying to answer the questions on this podcast, I'm not able to read each email that is very long because I don't have, well, I only have like a half an hour to do that. So if I read every single person's email, I wouldn't even be able to answer each. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys have any questions that are short and simple, and I'm still reading, no matter what, I will always still be reading and answering emails, and no matter what. But if you have simple questions that you can tweet me, that would be much appreciated. Just tweet me that at Stassi. @Stassiwith the hashtag Ask Stassi, so that I know it's talking about this podcast, and I will just save them and write them as I get them, and brainstorm and ask my friends about them so that I can open my mind and be open-minded about all of that stuff. So please do. If you haven't gone to iTunes, please go and rate my podcast and give me a review. I would love that. If you don't like it, then don't even like go and click on it like at all. Other than that, I love you guys. I swear I'm going to get my shit together so that I can get them all on time now. If you know anyone that lives in the LA area that knows stuff about radio, I think I'm going to hire someone. So give me a shout out. Email me at Stassi@stylebystassi.com. Resumes and all of that. I'm not going to go easy on whoever is working for me. So this isn't just like a bullshit thing. Love you guys. Bye.